imagine a religion that said they could pretty much do anything that you want and you can get away with it because the priest, the high priest, will take care of it for you and make sure they get atonement. All you have to do is go to the priest. The priest will make sure that you're forgiven for whatever it is that you do. The worst things, the worst infractions, the worst of errors. There'll be not much restriction in your life. There'll be not much reason to exercise self-control because, hey, what's the big deal? You do whatever you want, and the priest takes care of it. And we've all heard of a religion like that. But what's interesting is that the Gemara seems to suggest, at least at first glance, that this may be true for us as well. The Gemara says, Amar Vanini Bar Sason. Vanini Bar Sason says, Lama Nisucha, Parshas Big Day Kuhuna, Lo Parshas Kabanos. Why is the Parsha of the Big Day Kuhuna, this week's Parsha, that talks about the various garments that the Kohen Gadol wore and the descriptions of them, why is it juxtaposed to the Parsha of Kabanos in last week's Parsha? Lama Lach to tell you, Ma Kabanos Machapin, just as the Kabanos, Amachapin, just as the Kabanos bring atonement, Av Big Day Kuhuna Machapin, so the Big Day Kuhuna bring atonement as well. And the Gemara goes on to give details. The Kesones brings atonement for Shvichas Dama, for murder. And the Gemara gives a pasuk for that. The Kesones gives atonement for I'm sorry, the Mechassayim gives atonement for Gila Rayos, for adultery, for immoral behavior. And the Gemara gives a pasuk for that. And the Avnit gives Kapara for inappropriate thoughts. And the Mitzvahs gives kapara for gasarah, for arrogance. And so on, each one of them gives a kapara for something very, very specific, but something very serious. The Choshen gives a kapara for dinim, for corrupt behavior, and lack of justice in society. So, and the Ephod even gives kapara for avodah zarah, for idol worship. So we have very serious averos being forgiven over here, by the Kohen Gadol, avodah zarah, gil arayis, shvichas damim, three cardinal sins, and other averos as well, immoral behavior, immoral thoughts, arrogance. How is it possible that this is what the Torah teaches us? That you can do what you want, so you murdered somebody, so you committed avodah zarah, you did idol worship, so you acted immorally and did something terrible, committed adultery, and the Kohen Gadol, or at least the garments of the Kohen Gadol, take care of it and bring it home. Is this Judaism as we know it? Very difficult to imagine. Now, the truth of the matter is the Gemara itself brings a contradiction between this statement and an earlier statement, because amongst the things that are forgiven by the Big Day Kuhuna is aver of Lashon Hara. And the problem is that the Gemara earlier had quoted a Braisa that says that one of the averos for which the Goyim, for which the Rav comes, is Lashon Hara. Actually, it was Rabbi Yochanan who says, "Alshivet Zvarim Negoyim Boyin." Yochanan says, "Antav says I know what Alf and Erechin that Negoyim that Tzaras, the plague of Tzaras, afflicts a person for seven averos, and one of them is Lashon Hara." And there, the Gemara says, "How can we say that the Bitei Kuna Mechaber for Lashon Hara, bringing atonement for Lashon Hara, specifically is the Me'il that's Mechaber for Lashon Hara? How's it possible that the Me'il brings Kapara for Lashon Hara?" When we also know that someone is punished for Lashon Hara with Tzaraas. And the Gemara answers, well, it depends how effective is Lashon Hara was. That if his Lashon Hara was effective, if his Lashon Hara, the way Rashi explains it, actually caused harm to the person, let's say he lost his job or something else, some other kind of harm that resulted from his Lashon Hara, so then he gets a punishment with Tzaraas. But if the Lashon Hara was not effective, then he can get forgiven through the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol, of the Kohen Gadol world. But it's not that simple, because as Tosis points out, that the Big Day Kuhuna, as we noted, also bring kapara for avodah zarah and for gilui arayos, and for shvichas damim, for murder, and for gilui arayos, for immoral behavior. So the problem is that Lashon Hara, excuse me, that Negayim also come for those averos. That one gets tzaraas for those averos as well, for murder, for shichas damim, and one also gets tzaraas for not just lashon hara and shichas damim, but also for avodah zarah, and for gila arayos. Excuse me, sorry for that break. So you have gila arayos and shichas damim that are both atoned for by the Big Day Kuhuna, and they're also punished by the goyim. How are we to understand that? So Tosfos gives several answers to this question. One of his answers is that when it comes to shifas damim, there's more than one way to murder somebody. And the Gemara really is alluding to this. The Gemara talks about averus that are effective versus not effective. What the Gemara means to speak about these other averus as well, to say that where someone actually murders somebody, for example, that's where you need to get punished for it. Like Taras, if there's no punishment to base it. But if someone did not actually murder somebody, but killed somebody without murdering him, killed him by embarrassing him in public, someone is malva p'nei chaver b'ravim, someone who causes pain and embarrassment and shames somebody in a public way, that he is deeply mortified by the information that you shared about him, about what you said about him in public, then that's considered shvichas damim as well. That's also considered murder. So it's also considered murder and needs an atonement. Not the atonement necessarily, the punishment surrounds, but it needs the atonement of the Kohen Gadol. And so it is, you can say that with Agila Rais as well. That doesn't actually have to be crass adultery, but there are different, many steps that lead up to those acts that are usur as well. And that's where the kapara of the Big Tikkun come in. In other words, the Big Tikkun, and this is where Nesivah Shalom explains it, are there to help us with the sensitivities that we have to have when it comes to these serious averos. That we have to be more sensitive people, and we have to be aware of those nuances of these averos, of how we can be immoral without actually doing an act of immorality, or how we can kill somebody without actually murdering somebody. And that's where the Big Tikkun come in, to give us those sensitivities. But still we need to understand this a little bit better. How does it bring kapara? How does it bring atonement? How does it change us simply by the Kohen Gadol wearing the Big Tikkun? But the answer is, see, Vishal points out that it's not just the Big Tikkun that is juxtaposed to the Parsha of Kabbalah, but actually there's another Parsha that comes before the Big Tikkun, and that's the Parsha of the Menorah. Of lighting the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, of lighting the menorah in the Mishkan. Where does that fit in? And the Sefer Shalom says the way it fits in is because the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash brought light to the Beis Hamikdash, brought light to the Mishkan. And the light was no ordinary light. That light was the light of Sheishis and Mevirachis. That was the Or HaGadol, the hidden light. That was the light of Ruchnis, the light of Kedusha, the light of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was lighting up the Beis Hamikdash and radiating outwards to Klal Yisrael. And therefore, you have that menorah, and you have the Big Tikkun, radiating Kedusha to the rest of Klal Yisrael. And as you know, the last week, you have to build a Mishkan in your heart as well. And what does it mean to have a Mishkan in your heart? What does it mean to build a Mishkan Evna, that I will build a Mishkan in my heart? It has to be a heart that will receive that light. It has to be a heart that will be affected by that light. It has to be a heart that will be moved by that light. And therefore, if a person has his heart open to that kind of hashpah, that kind of influence emanating from the Beis Hamikdash, from the menorah of the Beis Hamikdash, and the Big Tikkun of the Beis Hamikdash, it changes him. It changes him that he won't do those averus. And if he did them on the tshuva, he won't do them again. But he's elevated and he grows from that light, and he's elevated and grows in his sensitivities from that light to become the person that he needs to become. What about today? What about today when we don't have Big Tikkun? We don't have a Mishkan. Do we have any place to get that light from? Do we have any place to get this kind of sensitivity boost that every Jew would have gotten in the times of the Mishkan or the times of the Beis HaMikdash? Once again, last week we noted that not only is there a Mishkan in space, but there's a Mishkan in time as well. There's a Mikdash in time. And the Mikdash in time is Shabbos. Shabbos is a time when we have, by default, by nature, the nature of Shabbos is such where we have heightened sensitivities in Shabbos, where we can see things more clearly, where we can see right from wrong with more clarity than we normally have. As a matter of fact, I heard once of Shas in the name of Rav Kook Zatzal that the reason why we make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, Havdalah is Havdil Hamadah Be'Kol Shachol, to distinguish between the holy and the profane, because on Shabbos, the distinction between Kodesh and Chol is very clear to us. Shabbos, we see things with clarity, and we see that which is good and that which is bad. When it comes to Motzei Shabbos, and we walk into the weekday, when we go into the darkness of the weekdays, we don't have that kind of clarity. We dive into Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask us to continue to help us distinguish, to continue to be Ma'avdei Kodesh and Chol. But at Shabbos, there's an aura of Kedusha that allows us to see with that kind of clarity. And if you think about what we do in order to give us a sense of Shabbos, many people say a tefillah between Shalom Aleichem Neshes Chayil, beginning with the words Yibon Kol Olamim. And there it says about, it describes the things that we do to get ready for Shabbos. And amongst the things that it says over there is Ki Yilakti Es Nerosai V'Chlafti Es Simlosai. Ki Yilakti Es Nerosai V'Tnati Es Mitasi V'Chlafti Es Simlosai. I lit my candles. I locked Es Nerosai. I lit my candles. V'Tnati Es Mitasi. I prepared my bed. I made my bed. V'Chlafti Es Simlosai. And I changed my clothes. L'Chvod Yom HaShabbos, all in honor of Shabbos. We learned recently in our Shifti Chabura a lot about this idea of covered Shabbos and how important having special clothes for Shabbos is, to dress up for Shabbos. And the Sefer Shalom urges us to think about ourselves on Shabbos. If Shabbos is a Beis Hamikdash and Shabbos is a Mishkan, who are the Kohanim? The answer is we are the Kohanim. As we noted last week, that the Parsha in Parsha Yisro says, V'atem tirli mamlechas Kohanim, you have to be for me a kingdom of Kohanim, a nation of Kohanim. And as those Kohanim, just like the Kohanim, the Beis Mikdash, put on special clothes, they lit a menorah and put on special clothes to do the avodah of the Beis Mikdash, we, when we come into Shabbos, we also light a menorah. We light a ner. We light neros to Shabbos and have a special kedusha, the light of Shabbos, bringing the light of Shabbos into our own. And we put on special clothes to Shabbos. And imagine what it would do for us if every time we got dressed for Shabbos and we put on our biggest Shabbos clothing that we have special for Shabbos, we would feel like we are Kohanim. The Kohanim putting on clothing that gives us a special aura, a special feeling. The Sefer Shalom gives us a story, tells us a story by Rav Nachum of Chernobyl, that it happened one Shabbos, that he, while he may have been enjoying Shabbos very much, but something was bothering him. His leg didn't feel right. Something was uncomfortable about his leg, one of his legs. And he couldn't figure out what it was until he discovered that he's wearing a weekday sock on that leg instead of his Shabbos sock. Because for him, every garment that he put on for Shabbos gave that part of his body a sensitivity of Kedusha that was missing from that leg because that leg was not wearing its Shabbos sack. Well, perhaps not on that Madrega, but we can feel special when we come into Shabbos. We light those candles, we can feel a sense of Kedusha. When we put on our clothes for Shabbos, we should feel a sense of being special, that we are Kohanim. We are Kohanim in this Beis Hamikdash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Beis Hamikdash of Shabbos. And just like the Beis Hamikdash in Yerushalayim radiate Kedusha to the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and those whose hearts were open receive that Kedusha and were changed and elevated by it, so too our Shabbos, if we use it properly, will radiate Kedusha to the rest of the week and bring the Kedusha of Shabbos into the week and elevate us and make sure that we have heightened sensitivities and a strong ability to be mavdil, to distinguish between Kodesh and Chol all week long.